If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello and welcome. It's our number four, hour four of our radio program. And Tom Brady back in the sporting headlines. Tom Brady says he'd rather lose and play than not play at all. Is that valid or invalid? Also, how much of the Buccaneers' troubles are Tom Brady related? And what do you make of the Buccaneers' playoff chances in the NFC South, a lousy, lousy division? We'll talk about all that and more right now in hour number four. Here it is. The pirate ship sailing through some stormy waters right now. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, right nearby, as we are living by our wits, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and monumentally powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the easy, the speakeasy, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be, as we welcome you into the audio dojo this hour, and our lead coming from Tampa Bay, not to be confused with Tampa Bay. That is where the Buccaneers are licking their wounds. Tampa losing to a bad to the bone Cleveland Browns team, both on the field and off it, morally bankrupt. The Cleveland Browns bringing back the creepy quarterback with 30 women accusing him of illicit activity, but he'll be back as the Browns quarterback this week. But the Buccaneers end up losing to a Browns team with Jacoby Brissett. They lost in overtime over the weekend. And Tom Brady, the man that told you to invest in FTX, how'd that work out for you? Well, Tom Brady suffered his first career loss when leading by 7 points in the final minute of the fourth quarter. It never happened all those years with the Patriots, and he's been in Tampa for a little bit as well. It had never happened. Now, speaking of Brady, he gave us the State of the Buccaneers Union Address, the State of the Buccaneer Union Address via the fledgling podcast he does with his toady, Jim Gray, his Cabana boy. Now, if you didn't hear about this, maybe you missed it, maybe not. Brady had a lot to say. We parsed the words of Tom Brady. Brady said, among other things, that losing is still better than not playing. He said, quote, when you don't win, it feels like the soul gets ripped out of you, and I'd rather lose and play than not play at all. Of course, I relate to that because I know when I do a bad monologue, it's the worst. Oh, man. Punch myself. I want to puke in my mouth. It's so bad. But Brady talked about loving playing the game and went on, waxed poetic about that, did a whole rant. So let us discuss the question. Tom Brady saying he'd rather lose and play than not play at all. Is that valid or invalid? So the way I look at this, it is misleading. Misleading. I've got Murphy's Law, lost and found, and oxygen therapy. And we will combine all of these random things together, and we are going to make some ibuprofen to treat the headache that you probably have from the newsroom here. All right, so to kick things off, this was not supposed to be the way the 2022 season played out. Best laid plans, mice, men, and Tom Brady. You know that. I know that. Every man, woman, and child knows that. Tom Brady is spinning this story like a dreidel on Hanukkah, right? You spin the dreidel around and he's the golden boy. 2022, this year for Tom Brady, his life has taken a 180-degree turn, both on the field and off the field. He is living Murphy's Law, not Mather's Law, Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong and has gone wrong. Let's take a look at some of the hits here. This year, Tom Brady famously retired right around the Super Bowl from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He says, that's it. I can't take no more. I'm out of here. Now, the plan was, do you remember what the plan was? He was going to join the Miami Dolphins. It was a package deal, he and Sean Payton. So he quits the Bucs, and then he's going to join the Dolphins. Well, then Brian Flores ends up suing the NFL, claiming they're all a bunch of racists. Then later on takes a job with the Steelers because he wants to work with them. And that plan vanishes. So Brady then ends up doing the walk of shame, 40 days and 40 nights, and then goes back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's out of the Bible. Then, but wait, there's more. Tom Brady's marriage crumbles with daily updates in the tabloids as his relationship with Giselle falls apart. But wait, Tom's still got all the endorsement money. Well, Tom's big celebrity endorsement with FTX turns out to be a tidal wave of fraud, Bernie Madoff-like, and Brady's face is all over that. He's now being sued. So then you got the Buccaneers. Well, the Buccaneers are a Super Bowl contender. No, they're not. Bucs have a losing record. It's a team that is lacking the wow factor, and the reason the Bucs are in the position they're in many respects, is because of the offense. And he's got no other options at this particular point. So if he wasn't going to retire from his marriage, which he tried to do, he came back to that. Came back to football. Of course, he's not going anywhere. He's in it for the long haul at this particular point. Now, furthermore, you examine the Buccaneers. not a good football team. But they still have a chance to make the playoffs because of location, 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 location. It's all about real estate. But how much of the Buccaneer problems are Tom Brady related? Brady has a lot of blameworthiness. He does. This goes against the media jock sniffers. You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say the thing that just can't be said. You're supposed to whisper that but not say it out loud. This goes against the media narrative, the usual suspects who give tongue bass to guys like TB12. Now, it's easy to blame Todd Bowles, and I'm not going to sit here at the bully pulpit and tell you that I think Todd Bowles is a good coach. I don't. I don't believe he's a good coach. But that is not the reason the Buccaneers find themselves in the position they're in, despite that. It's the chicken and the egg argument. Is it the scheme that makes the player, or is it the player that makes the scheme? And people are talking out of both sides of the mouth when it comes to Tom Brady. We had this great conversation when Brady left the Patriots. Was it Belichick or was it Brady? And I'm a Belichick guy, and I took that in the shorts because of what happened. The Patriots have been mediocre. The Bucs, up until this year, had not been mediocre. So I had to own that. But I do believe that it doesn't matter the coach, no matter how good the coach is. A coach cannot make a bad player a great player. A coach can make a bad player an average player. But Tom Brady, what he needs to do now is he has to figure this out. Because if you look at the Bucs defense, they've got a top 10 defense. The offense is not doing the job. Ultimately, we believe it's the players who make the plays, not the plays that make the player, right? You're not going to make somebody who's not a playmaker based on the scheme. And that doesn't mean that coaches don't find a way to make players better. And obviously, coaches like Belichick do that. And this guy, Todd Bowles, has not shown that he has a propensity of doing that. He's more of a coordinator, not a head coach. That's been his way in the NFL. But the reason Brady needs to go visit the lost and found, if you will, is to see if he can track down the afterburners that have been missing late in games for the Buccaneers. Sucking at a time you cannot suck. You know it, and I know it. He's had many hiccups. Brady has had issues. The other game was a perfect example against Cleveland. Bad weather, rainy, nasty day in Northern Ohio, and he was not good in the fourth quarter, not good in overtime. We gave you the numbers in a previous episode. He's also been dazed and confused pretty much all season trying to find Mike Evans, the great Mike Evans. They look like they're using different playbooks there as they're playing different sports right now. Evans only has 18 catches on 37 targets in the last four games. That means for every two targets that Brady goes to Mike Evans, less than half of those are completed, 48.6%. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. All right, parting shot. So Tom Brady, also in this diatribe on his fledgling podcast, he warned against counting out the Buccaneers. Tampa sits at 5-6. They remain a half game ahead of the Atlanta Falcons in the NFC South, where no one is any good. They all smell like you know what. It's a sewer, that division. But one of those teams is going to make the playoffs as a division winner. Brady said, we still have six games to go. There's a lot of things that can happen. Well, that's true. Not all of them are good things. It begs the question, what do you make of the Buccaneers' playoff chances in the NFC? Making some noise in the NFC. Now, being objective, and we are the last bastion of objectivity, Tampa Bay right now is in the intensive care unit. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to get out of the intensive care unit. They're getting oxygen therapy as we speak right now. They're very much alive to make the playoffs because of where they are. The NFC South, we went through it. It blows. Nevertheless, Tampa is not a serious contender. I reject, as Mutombo would say, rejection. I reject the belief that this is a serious contender. Now, there are plenty of flawed and broken teams in the NFC. Many of them will make the playoffs. The 49ers are at the very top of Big Ben's big board there. And I'm still skeptical about the Eagles, but if they get a rematch with the Buccaneers, I would invest, depending on the point spread, in Philadelphia. And after that, it's a crapshoot. Now, the Buccaneers, they would play, as of right now, they would play the Cowboys. If the playoffs started, it would be the Cowboys and the Buccaneers and the matchup there. The Cowboys would be the road team. Cowboys would have to play on the road, even though they have a better record than Tampa because of the way this works. The wild card round, a divisional winner gets to play the home game. And you might take a shot with the Bucs in that game because the Cowboys have their own dysfunction junction that they're dealing with. But the idea that this is going to be a long march to the Super Bowl, no, not buying that. Not, you can buy that. I ain't buying it. But what about the championship pedigree? Yeah, the Bucs lost last year to the Rams. Okay, the Matthew Stafford. If you go by pedigree, there's no way the Rams had a business winning that game, but that's exactly what happened. The Rams were dominating that game. It allowed the Bucs, for television purposes, to get back in the game for ratings purposes in that one. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Straight ahead, we hear athletes all the time talk about pressure. Oh, there's so much pressure. And it's all bullcrap. I'm going to give you, though, one example, and this happens very rarely in sports, where there is legitimate pressure. It's not in the NBA, and it's not in the NFL or Major League Baseball. I'm talking serious pressure, the thing that bursts pipes. And it's going on in athletic competition, but it's likely not what you're thinking. We'll get to that. We'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. There's a line open for you. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. We'll get to it. And we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
For better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia is all-inclusive, welcoming everyone and everything from the horse stable to the trailer park. Facebook is a fun zone for all of us, and you can chat with other P1s. It's free and easy. Simply like our Ben Maller page on Facebook. Now more with Big Ben in the TireRack.com studios.
Shane in Des Moines writes in, he says, I give that monologue a 7 out of 10, but the topic a 3 out of 12. Ferg Dog says, Tom Brady just does not have it anymore, unlike your clutch last second Maller's Mountain of Money victory. The fourth quarter has been a real struggle for Tom. Well, that is correct. If Tom would like to contact me, feel free. Feel free and give you some pointers on how to win at the last second. We'll do that. Who else we have? Page down. Can't read that on the air. Justin in Cincinnati says, great win by you, Ben. I can't wait to return to the game shows. There you go. Well, you're welcome. You've apologized to Eddie. You've admitted the cheating scandal, so feel free to come back.
It's not what he said. He didn't admit to cheating, and you lost the game.
No, you were not here, Coop. He did admit to cheating. He called up the last hour.
I just listened to the clip.
It's
Ferg Dog.
It is not Ferg Dog. Justin and Ferg Dog sound the same. They're dead ringers. They are. And I've had that examined by experts. It is Justin in Cincinnati. That's him. He was using a voice filter, Justin, because he was so embarrassed that he had to apologize and admit that Eddie cheated. Milkman Mike writes in from Colorado. He says that fourth-hour monologue on TB12 makes me think that maybe he drank Joe Boo's rum. All he needs is to sacrifice a whole chicken. Bok, bok, chicken! Yeah. That guy Deke, by the way, the guy called up last hour or a couple hours ago? He was defending... He was upset with Dan Snyder about Scott McLaughlin, and he ranted. Now he's turned to Twitter now because he feels like he did not justify that enough, so now he's turned to Twitter. Let's go to the phones, and we'll say hello to one of the terrible callers in talk radio, our friend Poppy in San Diego, picking with Poppy.
Hey, there go, my friend. Yes, it's a professional sports bettor, Poppy, here, and you know, I was thinking a little, well, we could put, you know, Christmas themes coming around, and maybe we could put the song from the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, Santa Claus is coming to town. You know, I want to hear that song from the Philadelphia Eagles, all the teams singing the Christmas carol.
Who?
And, you know, and I was going to tell you, Ben.
Poppy, can you sing a song, Poppy, for us, like an original Poppy song for the Christmas holiday or a Hanukkah song, if you want, whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually got a song for my picks. Picking with Poppy, I do have it. So let's sing this song. God bless America, home of the brave. Stand beside her. And it's official. We're going to go with Team USA. We're going to
get
that.
No!
It's official.
No! You've jinxed America. How dare you, you bastard. You got the a-holes to win the World Series. Now you're supporting Iran. How dare you?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You are supporting Iran. How dare you?
Hey, Ben Maller, Poppy knows more about the World Cup soccer than you think. And look, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a good explanation why the USA is going to win. Look, so the World Cup's going to be hosted in three countries for the first time in 2026. We all know Canada's trash. We all know Mexico's caca. They didn't do good for us. They're out of the World Cup. And I'll save the best for last. That's right. The United States is going to win. Why? Because the FIFA mafia. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
the FIFA mafia.
Oh, my God.
The United States cannot go out of the World Cup.
Do you know what, this would be a massive – if the USA actually wins this, overcoming
–
forget the fact that USA just sucks at soccer. But for them to beat the Poppy jinx, I mean,
you understand
the amount – I just talked about pressure. That's pressure. Poppy's jinx. That's pressure.
I guarantee you, Ben Maller, United States men's soccer is going to win. And there's no pressure because the only curse there is the curse of the Bambino with Ben Maller.
That's a lie. So you're making that up. Your little friend from Tesla told you that. Your little buddy from Tesla told you that. Come on.
Actually, Poppy did say that in the podcast. If you go to Mason the Millennial Suite, you can hear that. Poppy said that.
Nobody wants to hear that.
And Ben Maller, people do want to hear United States is going to win. And I want to tell you some other breaking news, Ben Maller. You're going to like this. Are you ready for this breaking news, Ben Maller?
No, I'm not.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
That's right. On my Instagram, Poppy put the Scott Foster special. And when the Milwaukee Bucks were playing against the Dallas Mavericks, and you know who saw my story? The Milwaukee Bucks. They're keeping an eye on Poppy.
Okay, yes. All right, all right. I got to go. Thank you. Yeah, I'm good with that. So glad we took that. Poppy was on hold the entire program.
You can really caca it up.
On hold. Let's go to Doc Mike, who's in Tucson, Arizona. He's got that authentic Tucson accent, right, Doc? You sound like a local there in Tucson.
Really? Well, you know, there's a lot of pretty waitresses over here with the at the casino, and
I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
How's it working out for you? The locals treating you well there in Tucson, Doc?
You bet. And the golf course here at the Casino del Sol. I played my best game ever on the front nine yesterday with this guy from San Francisco. He was a heavy equipment operator. He's retired.
Oh, and we're getting the life of Doc Mike update here. What did you have for breakfast?
Three scrambled eggs and a fruit cup and ice water with lemon.
What kind of fruit was it?
Watermelon, melons.
All right, what you have for lunch?
A salad and soup.
Oh, interesting.
Pea soup?
That was for breakfast, actually. That was his first meal of the day.
You guys got that sucker punch every time, you know?
it's what you're known for, Doc. Come on. You're the man that you during COVID, you were booking guests for the show about drinking urine. Remember that? I remember that.
I know. Yeah,
you had like the king of the end, like Dr. P from Colorado called in there.
Right, it's the cure for COVID. There's no doubt about it.
yes, clearly. That's why the world shut down for 2 years. Yes, absolutely.
Well, now they're coming out with it. You got Dr.
All right. Let's go to Gil, who's in. I don't know. Where are you, Gil? I have no idea. This computer's all wonky. What's going on, Gil?
Well, Ben, I was in there in Las Vegas for about 7 years. On the way home from leaving my girlfriend's house, I came across you. And after listening to you for a while, I either figured either you're a genius or you're the laziest smart person I know.
Oh, well, that's open to interpretation. It is it is talk radio. So, the bar is not high. The bar is not high in talk radio.
Well, Ben, I don't think you give yourself enough credit because you're at that hour for a reason. You don't like the politics of it, but you get to speak your mind. And, you know, as far as listening to everybody else, you're as entertaining as they come. Wow. Now, I have a theory on Tom Brady. And then as far as the Dolphins and Arnie Spaniard, I like the Dolphins, but Arnie gives us a bad name. And so do you guys keep Arnie around just for pure entertainment to laugh at inside the studio there?
Yeah. Well, Arnie's actually working for free because years ago, this is, you want to, and I've known Arnie for a long time. My favorite, I've many Arnie Spanier stories. Arnie does a show here at Fox Sports Radio on the weekends, but Arnie, back in the day, he was working in Chicago. He got a job in L.A., local radio in L.A., all right? And he takes the job. And
you're not pulling my leg.
No, I'm not making this up. And his position, when the Lakers had Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant, every day Arnie got on the radio and said, they'll never win anything. They'll never win anything, right? And he promised. No, he swore up and down. He'll never win anything. Shaq stinks. Kobe stinks. They'll never win. And he promised to wash everyone's car if the Lakers ever won a championship, which, of course, they won multiple championships. And so Arnie then, he made everyone at the radio station, we all had to wash the cars while Arnie sat around smoking cigars in a Hawaiian shirt in a beach chair. And so he's working here to pay off the amount of labor that everyone else did. He's got to work for free, so we hire him for free. Yeah,
and that's the story you're sticking with.
No, that's, I swear, you can call Arnie up. I'm telling you, I swear, hand to God, Arnie, that is 100% true. And I was in I was at a hotel in Indianapolis. We were all there for the NBA Finals, and I was a single guy at the time. There were some beautiful ladies in the hot tub. I was with a friend of mine. We were talking to the ladies. I'm very bad at flirting, but it was working. And then Arnie came over, and he had that annoying New York accent. And as soon as Arnie came over, the women ran away. They ran from Arnie. It's just
no surprise
disturbing.
There. Yeah. He reminds me of one of those uncles that you have that just keeps talking, and you're like, yeah, okay, uncle, okay.
Yeah.
And you just know that's how he is.
Pretty much. But you still love him, but you also hate him at the same time. It's an amazing thing.
All right. He's entertaining.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right. Well, Gil, thank you, buddy. I got to run, but thank you, man. There's the great Gil. Checking it. We thank him for that. Amazing, 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 amazing. Captivating. Like you're in a trance. Like Roberto in a trance here. Yes. Yes. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So this is legitimate pressure. Later on today, the United States plays Iran. That game, 2 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Eastern. And that is a big deal. That's a must win for the Americans to advance. But you don't want to be one of the Iranian players there. Iran's government has apparently threatened the national soccer team. They better behave or they're going to do some inappropriate things to family members of the Iranian soccer team. Now, this is not a geopolitical radio show, but we do live in the real world, and there have been a number of protests that have been taking place over the last couple months in Iran, and the soccer team has supported the protesters, which it appears the government is not happy with that. The government not seemingly in lockstep with their soccer players supporting the protest. And before the game against England, the soccer team stood silently as the national anthem, the Iran national anthem, was played, declining to sing along. Well, there are reports now that families of the soccer players from Iran have been threatened with imprisonment and torture if the players fail to behave in the lead up to the game today. So, man, can you imagine? Jeez Louise. Man, how would that have been? Well, in this country, we had people, they didn't want to, they taking knees for the anthem and all that. But nobody was like threatened. People just goofed on it on radio and the internet and said, well, those are knuckleheads. But in Iran, they're like gonna mess with the people's families. Man. About that. All right. Report also indicating the Iranian the players and the soccer team from Iran had to meet with the Revolutionary Guard Corps after they demonstrated. That must have been a pleasant conversation. Wow. Okay. All right. This game is being played right when I sleep, so I don't know that I'll be able to watch it. Roberto, you
got it? Nah, no? I'll be sleeping.
All right. But I'll turn it on and watch all the good clips after. You know, I'll turn on the internet, be able to watch the clips and all that. Blind Scott is on the north end of Boston. Hello, Blind Scott.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, if we're talking about atrocities right now, I want to bring up something Moving Man Matt said last week. He was talking about how he's breeding all these dogs. That's some real redneck hillbilly stuff. You're not supposed to do that stuff. He's not a puppy mill. He has no idea how to breed dogs. You know, there's hundreds of dogs in shelters now that need homes and these boots like that. They're breeding these dogs with their brothers and sisters, and then these idiots buy them and send them right to the shelter. we got to take a stance as the Maller militia and not put up with this stuff. You know what I mean?
No, no, no. His wife runs. She runs a place. That's what she does. That's her business.
I sit down when I pee.
Yeah. Well, she should be advocating for animal rights and saving animals at shelters. His wife is some rednecks from Eastern Mass. You know what I mean? That's not what she does. What you do is you help the animals in need. You don't breed more animals to add to the problem.
Blind Sky, you are living up to your mass hole reputation, is what you're doing.
Yeah, right? I just, you know, I don't like to see the animals get hurt and people profit from them.
You are jealous that Moving Man Matt has the mobile Maller billboard. That's what the deal is. You're jealous of that.
Oh, yeah, I'm jealous of him. I need my own billboard. I got to put a tattoo on my arm and my back and everything. I don't want to jeopardize your billboard by putting down the puppy mill, you know what I mean? But I know you go where the money is, you know? And then, hey, one more thing.
Oh, your phone's dying. Your phone's dying.
What happened to Eddie?
What?
I know what happened to Eddie.
What,
you know?
He retired. That's what happened.
He won Powerball, and he's not telling anybody.
Oh, really?
He has so much money now. Yeah. I see him showing it off. I see him showing it off and everything. He bought his wife a new fur coat, a gold chain he's wearing now.
Is that true?
He's got a pinky ring. Yeah.
Dude.
One more thing. The Bruins are 18-3. They're the best team of all time. Nobody can stop them. They got this guy, Jim Montgomery.
Thank you.
I sat on the toilet with a plunger in it the other day.
Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Cite the Bite. If you'd like to be one of our celebrity judges, call right now, 877-99 on Fox. Cite the Bite. We get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
For better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia, all-inclusive, welcoming everybody from the country club to the trailer park to the man walking with a metal detector on the beach. Facebook is a fun zone for all of us, and you can chat with other P1s. It's free, and simply like our Ben Maller Show page on Facebook. Now to a man who's very talented as a photographer, I've heard. Ben Maller in the TireRack.com studios.
It's time now to Cite the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. And you try to tell us who's doing the talking.
And it is Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. Before we get to that, Justin in Cincinnati had a great comment. He sent it to me and Jonas. He says, I don't want to hear about these Iranian soccer players' families, members being threatened with torture when we have been dealing with torture from Finley for over a week now. So really sums up the thoughts of the Maller militia there, Justin, in Cincinnati. Great comment there by Justin. Let's get to it. Here we go. It's an audio soundbite from someone in the world of sports the last 7 to 10 days. Got to figure out who it is. No clues to start. Let's go to the audio tape. Here we go.
All phases.
Who could say, who is it? All phases? I thought I said all season.
All phases.
Oh, it sounded like all season.
All phases.
Now I hear it. Now it's all phases. Okay. Who is that mystery person? Will anyone get it right? I'm going to say caller 5. I'm going caller number 5. Brian?
3. Caller number 3.
Roberto.
Nobody.
Kubalu.
No one.
All right. Start out with Charles in Ohio. He's my caller number 1. Charles, what's the answer here?
Number 1.
Dennis Rodman.
Is that the worm, Dennis Rodman? No. All right, hang up on yourself. Thank you. Caller 1 does not get it. Black Steve II. Is hanging out in North Carolina. That's his name. It's not racist.
My name.
That's right. Exactly. You want to be known as Black Steve II. Not Black Steve I or III. Black Steve II. What's the answer, Black Steve II?
It's such a crappy bite I can't understand, so I'm going to say Chris Winkie.
Is it Chris Winkie? That's far off, but man. All right, hang up on yourself. Thank you. This person did not record a catch his first year in college.
All phases.
It's not Chris Wenke or Dennis Rodman. Caller number 3 at 877-99 on Fox. Moving Man Matt. Hello, Moving Man.
What's going on, Big Ben? I heard there's some rumbling going on from a hated member of the militia. I'm going to go with that is Blind Scott's plunger and a splinter in an ass crack.
Okay, is it Blind Scott's plunger? No, I did not see that one coming. Neither did he, though. Okay, thank you. I'll be here all week. Next up, caller number four. And let's say hello to John in North Dakota. John, you are my caller number four. We're trying to figure out who this mystery voice is. Someone from sports. He did not record a catch his first year in college. John, what's the answer? John!
Allen Iverson.
Is that Allen Iverson? No catches his first year at Georgetown for that great Georgetown football team, part of the Southeastern Cup. No, that is incorrect. Not Allen Iverson. Play it again, play it again, play it again.
All season. All season.
All right, will anyone get this right? Led the country in receptions his junior year. Last one, random line one. Random line. What's the answer, random line?
Justin Jefferson.
Oh, he got it right. That's caller five. He got it right. Unbelievable. How did you do that? I don't even know how you did that. That is Justin Jefferson of the Vikings. He got it right. Caller five. You get a golden ticket.
Blow
I told
up,
you,
Roberto.
I told you, caller five. He got it right.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.